This is James.
Hey, James. This is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing, sir?
Hey, all right.
Sorry I missed your phone calls. I've been on the phone like all day today. Go ahead. How can I help?
Well, a couple of things. On my old website, there's two reviews. I don't know if you can snag them or not.
Client
dash. I know that Yelp has got them listed. And I think Bing. And again, I mean, these places have the wrong address.
Okay, hold on. So, do one thing at a time. So you want the reviews from Yelp and Bing on the website itself, right?
Yeah.
They haven't called you yet either for the... So hold on. Give me 1 second. Let me see if anybody's available, okay, on the tech side.
I don't know if they're... Yeah, and those two were Google reviews, I believe, or they were on my old website.
Yeah, I see the two reviews on the Google business profile. And that's what they're currently in the claim process for. That's why we have you doing that advanced verification.
Gotcha.
You know, those are still visible online. On your website, though, let me see. They're not showing on the website, though. So.
No.
Once reviews on the website and. Okay, give me 1 second. Let me see if anybody's available. Da-da-da-da. Okay, 512. All right, give me one quick second here. Sometimes they tell me to tell you 24 hours, but usually they call before that even. So I'm not sure. I know we've been slammed today. So let me see if I could grab somebody right now though. Give me one quick second.
Now I can send you the picture of the DBA.
Yeah, so there's nothing I can do with it because it needs to go to the Google verification team. So that's why I'm grabbing somebody. If I could do it on my end, I would do it right now. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
let me just get us the proper help.
Part of the problem was the lady was Indian, so she had to say everything twice because I couldn't understand what she was saying. I'm not completely...
Shillette?
Do what?
Shillette? That's the last person you talked to, right?
No. No, I'm talking about at Google.
Oh, at Google. Got you. Yeah. Google themselves, their like verification team is usually like off site, you know, unfortunately, but
yeah. I had figured that.
Hey, babe. Turn that down.
Just waiting for somebody to respond. Just give me one quick sec. Go here. Yeah. How's everything else going, James?
All right.
Good. Good, good, good. How do you like the website?
I like it.
Good.
Somebody pointed out to me about keywords.
Mm-hmm.
And that there was only one keyword on there.
I'm looking at it right now. There's home renovations, painting service, door installation, floor services, window installation, carpentry. There's a bunch of keywords. So I'm not sure who pointed that out, but it is filled like all the same keywords we're using on Google and Facebook and all that good stuff, right? Those are the same keywords we're using on the website too. So
should we put kitchen remodels at the top of the list, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter as long as it's in there. You know what I'm saying? So kitchen remodeling is on there too. Okay. So it doesn't have to be at the top for it to rank higher. The main thing right now, like, hold on, let me go into your tracking real fast. Let me jump back over to this page too to make sure I see like when they respond. Okay, so your Facebook ads are going. You got 135 clicks there. There's been 135 page engagements, 9,543 impressions, but impressions are just like you showing up. Doesn't mean it was an actual like click, you know? So your Facebook's going, your primary listings are done, your website's up and running. Really the main thing is that Google listing claim process. Like, we need to get that rolling. That way we could get you ranking there as well, you know? So I'm not sure who told you that about the website, but you'll have like companies call you and try to, you know, get your business basically, you know?
Yeah. So on Facebook, I keep getting these text messages.
Okay.
And it's people, I don't know, you want to be friends with them? Mm-hmm. And the majority of them look like high schoolers, so I don't join anybody. Should I be?
Friend request, for them, I guess, to message is what they call you, it. For them to message you, I mean, you would want to, right? And I'm looking at, and it's interesting, like, this will change, you know, like, some months it will be more. But your age range, the majority of people that have clicked on you, they're 65 plus. Between 18 years old and 24, there's only been two clicks from that. So, I mean, you can, but that's kind of weird. You're getting a bunch of high school ones when you're not getting that many clicks, you know?
Well, so, I wouldn't say high school ones, but they're not my friend requests, I guess, is what they call it.
Yeah, the majority of them have been 65 plus from what I'm seeing on here, you know? And you could see that in your tracking system, too. The male, female, it's like kind of like 50-50. I mean, it's 36.68 male. And then it says 43.58 female. And then there's unknown too, 0.9%. So I don't know what that means, but I don't know. The friend request thing though, like you can accept it. Give me 1 second. Hi, Hunter, UP. Hold on, I got James messaging me, so I'm trying to see if he's available. But what I was gonna say though is you can accept. Sometimes they won't message you until you accept the friend request. But
yeah.
I don't want you to accept friend request, and it's like weird. I mean, you could always just remove them, right? If it's something weird, you know. But so I don't know. I'd play that by ear, you know.
Okay.
Let me see what James is saying. Okay. So, because obviously, so this is a multi-part thing. So James is talking to me just about the Google Business Profile claim process, right? So he's the one doing that. So he's going to be able to assist you with that in just one second. So we'll take it one by one. We'll get that done, and then I'm going to make sure, too, about the directories and getting the reviews on the website. But really, really, James, the most important one is going to be this claim process. We need to get this rolling.
Yeah.
So let me see. Sure, Google Meet. Okay, so what he told me is client will need to make sure Google Meet is installed, a good area for connection, documentation, i.e. business registration, license, work tools, and work vehicle. And then what it'll do is start the chat. So let me ask that one by one, okay? Do you have Google Meet installed on your phone already?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And you're in a good area for connection, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then you have all the documentation available. I know you mentioned that to me earlier, but...
Yes, but she wouldn't accept it.
She wouldn't accept it. Okay, so give me a second.
Yeah. My question is, can't we go back to submitting it? Like we were going to before.
Got it. Go back to
just send them the documents.
Okay, so I just messaged him all that, right? What I want to do, because James is like that's what he does all day. He does these advanced verifications, claim processes, like he is the man for that, right? So what I want to do, what I'm asking, instead of setting up the Google Meet with the Google person again, right, if he could speak with you first, because maybe that's the best route, right? But I want to determine that with him first, you know? So just give me one quick sec here. And what, they didn't accept it. Why? Did they tell you or?
Okay, so it's a DBA. And she said, well, that's not a Texas license.
Okay. Got
it. Well, Texas doesn't have a license. You know, she said it should be red. Now, I don't know if that is an incorporated.
Okay.
Is she talking about a corporation or what? But it's this sole proprietorship.
Okay. So I deal with Google Guaranteed all the time, and I've noticed that Texas typically doesn't require licensing. So let me get you to talk with James first. What he told me is he's currently in an ops meeting, an operation meeting, right? So what he said is he's going to call you right after that meeting. Let me check and see. Hold on. Let me go over here just so I can tell you when that's done, too. You know? Okay.
Is there an email that I can send this? I took a picture of the DBA that I can send to him.
Yeah, so I want you to square all that away with him, but let me give you, actually, just so you could send that to him now, even, prior to him calling. That way he has it all in front of him. Let me text you his email address, okay? Give me one quick second here. Or I could just give it to you even, whichever's easier for you, you know?
Probably text it. I'll probably write it down wrong or something.
Okay, yeah, let me text it. That way you could just copy and paste it right now. So it's going to be his first name and his last name at localsplash.com. So I'm texting that straight to you. That way you could send him all the documents so he could look at it, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So, in that meeting, it's done at 4. So it's only like 15 minutes from now. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm gonna message him and tell him that you're sending in all the docs. Okay.
Yeah.
And to call after the meeting. That way you guys can square away the best route. And then what I'm also going to do is I'm going to message revisions, which is like our regarding the address conflict, right? How it's different on other sites, and then also getting the reviews on the website. Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. So I'll message them all out right now. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Perfect, James. Thank you for calling. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Bye.